Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Ajay Nuka. I'm frequently asked, should patients with cardiac history receive carfilzomib? Carfilzomib is an epoxy ketone proteasome inhibitor, which is approved by the FDA for treating relapsed refractory multiple myeloma patients who had seen more than one line of therapy. And it is approved in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone, and it's approved in combination with dexamethasone. It is a very important proteasome inhibitor, which has a potency even among patients who have progressed on a prior proteasome inhibitor, bortezomib. So main concern that we always have is the cardiac toxicity that is seen in less than 5% of the patients. The main side effects or the manifestations of cardiac toxicity in patients receiving carfilzomib are cardiac failure, hypertension, and dyspnea. So in my opinion, it is not an absolute contraindication to give carfilzomib among patients with cardiac history. What really helps is to identify these patients who are at risk. So did the patient had a prior history of an MI? Did the patient had any valvular disease? Did the patient have a prior history of systolic heart failure? All these things should be taken into consideration to make the right decision to give carfilzomib among these patients. Especially when you come to hypertension, this is the next group where I'll be extremely crucial about identifying the patient to give carfilzomib. So patients who have uncontrolled hypertension, my first goal is to bring the hypertension under control, take the help of a cardiac oncologist, and then certainly can administer the agent with carfilzomib. Whenever I'm using carfilzomib, I always go with a 30-minute infusion rather than a 10-minute infusion, and that certainly decreases the rates of a lot of side effects, including the dyspnea, including hypertension. And having a home-based dairy, using the dairy to keep the dairy of the blood pressures before the carfilzomib administration, after the carfilzomib administration, and to keep a strict hypertension guidelines of systolic not more than 140. And if it goes more than 140 or goes beyond a 20% increase, we certainly have to hold off on the carfilzomib and make a one dose level reduction with the next cycle. And also, what is needed to be claimed or what is needed to be conveyed clearly to the patients are this dyspnea that is seen with carfilzomib based therapies is non-cardiac, non-pulmonary, does not have any long-term consequences. And if they're seeing it, which is seen in almost half the patients, it should not really frighten them. It is something that is expected 2 days or 3 days after receiving a carfilzomib-based infusion. One other thing that I always talk about is we do see some patients who do have a real drop in the ejection fraction. Almost anecdotally, everybody has those patients. And this is not the common theme that you see across. So a ejection fraction number should not withhold you to give carfilzomib if it is clinically indicated. There are certain subsets of patients that I will not give carfilzomib. Number one is an old, frail patient who has an ejection fraction of 30%. That probably is not the right person. And the second group of patients are the patients who have uncontrolled hypertensions in systolics of 180s or 200s. And those are not the patients that typically should receive carfilzomib. And otherwise, it's a good tolerable agent, and the toxicity that you see is in the range of less than 5% of the patients. Thank you for viewing this activity.